And this is why the Mishnah says, V'haskein atzmecha l'lmoid Torah, prepare yourself to study Torah, she'eino yerushalecha, because it's not something that you get via inheritance. Just because your father learned, you know, study Torah, doesn't mean you're going to get to know Torah or succeed in Torah. Now, Rav Nosson Zalz, we're continuing Hilchas Pikodon Halacha Hey in middle of paragraph Yudalid. Now, Rav Nosson Zalz says, V'koshe l'choiro. There seems to be a difficult question about this. Haloi mavur b'posuk shehat Torah Yerushalanu. We find there's a posuk in the Torah that says that the Torah is our inheritance. K'moshe kosev, as the posuk says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe moirasha, that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us the Torah and he presented to us as our inheritance. So the question is, make up your mind. Is it or it's not inheritance? Achal pianal metura tzeitev. However, based on what we've learned, you can understand this very well. Ki ikar shleimus ha-Torah, hu kishe ha-Torah nechleles b'sharosha, b'b'chinas seichel ha-koilel, kodesh kodoshim, b'b'chinas luchoy su'evan kanal. The main success of the Torah is only when the Torah plugs into its origin, its source, which is this seichel ha-koilel, the upper wisdom, which is the concept of the Evan Shasir, that holy rock from which the world was first formed. Just as we find that the Luchais, the tablets on which the Torah was written, are called Luchais Ho'Evan. The Luchais is the Torah, and there's a concept of the Torah plugging into this Evan Shasir, which symbolizes this Seichel HaKoilel, this upper wisdom. V'zeh tolui bi'ahava ben Yisrael. And the only way that that can happen is when the Jews love each other. V'zehu Torah tzivol lonu Moshe Moirosho kehilas Yaakov. This is why the pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. It's our inheritance, the community of Yaakov Avinu, the kehila of Yaakov, meaning kehilas Yaakov daika. Look how the pasuk puts emphasis on that, the community of Yaakov Avinu. Dehainu, Kishe Yisrael nikholin v'nikbotzim yachad bi'avav yachdus b'neihem. When the Jews gather together and become joined together with love and unity between them, that's what the word kehila means, to gather together. She'oz heim nikholin b'shoirish ha-Torah kanal. Then the Jews are zecha to plug into the source of the Torah. Oz ha-Torah Yerushalanu. Then we could be zecha that the Torah should be passed to us like an inheritance. Ki oz daiko yechoyle lahamshich latzmo yekdushas ha-Torah v'kanal. That's how a Jew can draw upon himself the true holiness of the Torah and the effectiveness of the Torah. U'komoshim avar shom beparsha, as it's written in the Chumash, right over there next to this pasuk Torah tziva lanu Moshe, it says, Vayhi bishurun melech. It talks about the Jews gathering together. Upirish Rashi Shon. Rashi writes over there, Behisasvam Yachad Ba'aguda Achas V'Sholim Beneihem. It's only when the Jews will gather together as one group, and there'll be love and peace between them, that's when all of this will happen. Avol Kishe'ein Sholem Chas V'Sholem. But when there's a lack of peace among Jews, the yesh machloikis, there's divisiveness. Azai kefia machloikis, kein hu bechinas shikchas vehistalkus ha-Torah chasashon. To the extent that there's machloikis among the Jews, to that same extent they're going to forget the Torah, and the Torah is going to leave them. Just as we find, we're in the middle of the month of Tammuz now. In about a week we're going to have Shiva Asar b'Tammuz. The Gemara says, how did forgetting first come into the world? The fact that Jews forget what they learn, when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, his action of breaking the luchos, breaking is called machlokes. Lachloik means to divide. That act of breaking the luchos is what introduced forgetfulness into the world. So we see that machlokes causes shikchas ha-Torah, histalkus ha-Torah. Sholoim causes the kiyum ha-Torah, which is by being able to plug into the seichel ha-koilel, that chochmei lo. V'ato mechubar heitev. Now you'll understand the flow of this Mishnah perfectly. Yehi momoim chavercho chovev alecho kishaloch. Your friend's money should be as beloved to you as your own. Dahainu ahavo v'klolius nefoshis Yisrael yachad. This refers to love among the Jews and unity That's how you prepare yourself for the study of Torah. That's how you make the main tikkun for your soul to prep yourself for learning Torah. How? By being in a state of unity with all other Jews, by loving all other Jews. When a person's in that frame of mind, that's when they're able to plug into this upper sechel. Sheze ikar hatikun. That's the main tikkun of learning Torah. Laham shechal atzmoi kiddushas haTorah, to draw upon oneself the holiness of the Torah. Kishom shoyresh haTorah kanal. That's where the origin of Torah is. It's in that sechel hakoilel. It's in a very high place. Vezehu she'eno yerusha l'cha or l'ch. That's why the Mishnah says, because the Torah is not your inheritance. It's not your inheritance. Loch daika. It isn't your singular inheritance. Hainu lecho ba'atzmecho. Kisha'ato chelek atzmecho chas v'sholem. Yehanefoshes haneklolem b'sechel ha'koilem. If you exclude yourself and separate yourself from the other Jews who are trying to become part of this upper sechel, Azai ein haTorah Yerushalacha. Then the Torah will not remain with you. The concept of inheritance means something that stays with you for generations. If Sheini Yerushalach, if it's going to be Loch singular, ein Yerusha, the Torah won't remain with you. Bevadai, definitely. Ki haTorah Yerusharak lekehilas Yaakov behisasvam yachad bi'ava v'sholayim kanal. Torah tzivalonu mayrosha kehilas Yaakov. When the Jews are united in a group, when there's a group of Jews learning together, when there's Ahava and Achdus among Klal Yisrael, then the Torah is Yerusha. Then the Torah will have a kiyum by them. It'll remain with them. Whereas the Torah will not be retained by you when you decide to separate yourself from the other Jews because of jealousy or hatred, which comes usually because of money. And this is why this Mishnah finishes by saying, V'chol ma'asecho yiyu l'shem shamayim. And all of your actions should be for the sake of heaven. Why doesn't it say l'shem ha'kodesh baruch hu? Why doesn't it say l'shem tov? Why does it pick the word shamayim here specifically? Shamayim zebechina sechel ha'koilel hanal. If you remember a few paragraphs ago, we showed that shamayim, heaven, represents up, way, way up there, referring to that sechel ha'koilel, that upper sechel. Shegovoya mo'oid, which is very, very high up. Bechinas kigovu shamayim me'oretz, as we quoted the pasuk earlier, that just as heaven is way above earth, so too is Hashem's thought process way above ours, right? So we see that this concept of the Sechel Elyon, this Sechel HaKoilel, is represented by Shamayim. So this is why the Mishnah says, Hainu, Shekol ma she'ato ise, yihye she'tizke lihikolel b'Sechel HaKoilel kanal. What's the purpose? The Mishnah is telling you, why should you have oneness with all your fellow Jews? Why should you like your fellow Jew? And why should you treat his money with respect? And why should you be learning Torah? L'shem Shamayim. In order to plug into that Sechel HaKoilel. That's where this Achdus and Sholem is so necessary. If you want to learn Torah like a bozo, like some regular guy just learning Lahavdil biology or this or that, for that, you can get away with it without the Achdus. But if you want Shamayim, if you want Sechel HaKoilel, if you want to be Zecha to elevate the Torah to the level of Sechel HaKoilel, Choch Meilo, which is the real Hatzloch in Torah, that can't happen without this Ahavo and Achdus. Shehu Bechinas Kodshei Kodoshim, this Sechel HaKoilel, which is called the Holy of Holies, Bechinas Sheirish HaTorah, which represents the source of the Torah, Sheshom Nimtak V'Nistakein HaKoil, where up there, everything gets sweetened and everything can be fixed. Kama shekosav sham ba'Torah, as Rabbi Nizal writes there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, this is why the Mishnah finishes by saying, shechaverecho yekamua biyotcha va'el binoscho al tishoim, because your friends, you'll be left behind. Your friends will succeed in Torah, and don't rely on your wisdom. Don't rely that you're such a smart guy and your smarts are going to help you. because they'll have it and not you. Ki ikar kiyum ha-toyro hu al yidei ahavas ha-chaverim. Because the main hatzloch in Torah, the main ability that the Torah should remain with a person. Here again, people learn, it goes in one ear, it goes out the other ear. That could be called limud ha-Torah, but not kiyum ha-Torah. He's learning 10 hours a day, and yet he remains the same shlub. Why? Because the Torah isn't being niskayim in him. It's not being retained in him. It's not going into his bloodstream and into his lungs and into his brain and heart and all over to do what it's supposed to do. Rav Nosson Zal says, the ikar kiyum ha-Torah, the main ability of the Torah to be retained by a person and used properly, hu al yidei ahavas ha-chaverim, is dependent on the love that he has for his friends, especially those who are together in learning, those who are together in Yiddishkeit. That's how they merge together, and that's how it becomes possible for them to plug into this Seichel HaKoilo, this Chochmei Lo. As Reb Chaim Vitalzal, who was the choicest student of the choicest rabbi, and yet he writes that the Arizal warned him that his success in learning is dependent on Ava Sachaverim. That was one of the most important things that the Arizal told him. Now again, what does Ava Sachaverim mean exactly? It's defined, the Reb Chaim Vitalzal writes, that the Arizal told him that if any of his friends has any kind of problem, he should consider it his problem to the extent of davening for them. And at the same time, if any of his friends have any kind of a simcha, any kind of a good thing, he should make sure to be part of it, to feel an obligation and a need to want it to share in that other person's simcha. That's this concept of Ahava Sachaverim, which is so critical to Atzloch in Torah. The Elbinoscho Altishoin, and don't rely on your wisdom, singular again, Cho, Ki Toivim Hashnayim in Hoechod, because there's a pasuk which says in Koheles that two are better than one. She'imi poilu ho'echod yokim es chaveroi. Because if they'll fall, one will be able to help the other one get up. She'ze ne'mar le'inyin kiyum ha-Torah. Rashi, k'moy she'pirish Rashi sham. Rashi in Koheles says that's talking about success in learning Torah. Don't learn by yourself. Learn with a chavrusa. So that if someone will fall, the other one will be able to pick him up. Ki eino yerusha l'cho bi'atzmecha kim al yidei ha-klolius v'hashon kanal. Because the Torah is not given to you, singular. It's only by being plugged in with other Jews, that's when the Torah is Yerushalach. That's when the Torah will have a kiyum by you. It'll have lasting effects in you. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein ikar ha-golos hoya al yidei sinas chinom, shehoya b'bayi sheni, k'moy shem razal. This is why the main reason why the Jews find ourselves in exile now is because of this hate, the lack of love that was among the Jews during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. The ikar ha-geula tihyeh al yidei sheyovoi Eliyahu tchila v'yaseh shalom. And the main concept of Moshiach's coming is dependent on Eliyahu Hanavi making an appearance first and bringing peace among the Jews. K'moy shem razal, as the Gemara says, ein Eliyahu bo letamei u'letaher. Eliyahu Hanavi is not going to be coming to declare people as impure or pure. That's not going to be his job. Elo lasos shalom. His main mission is going to be to effect a peace. Hainu, shelo yovoi levar elonu ha-halocho is shonam is supokim bohem. Eliyahu Hanavi isn't going to be coming to resolve all the halachic shilas that we have. Kemoy shom razal, as the Gemara says, she'ein halocha brura u'mishna brura b'mokam echad, that nowadays, unfortunately, there is no halocha brura and there's no mishna brura. Nowadays, our learning of Torah is cloudy and befuddled. We don't have clarity in halocha and everything because of all the problems, rachmona litzlan. Rak laso is sholim boilam. But rather, what's Eliyahu Hanavi going to be coming for? To bring peace to the world. Va'oz memela yizbararu kol ha-halochos. And if he'll succeed in accomplishing that, if there'll be shalom among the Yidden, automatically all the cloudiness on the Torah will disappear. Ki al yidei ha-shalom va-klolius, because when there's peace and unity, al yidei zeh ha-Torah nechleles b'sharosha b'seichel ha-koyla b'kodesh ha-kodoshim, then the Torah merges with its place of origin, with its source, which is called that secha, that upper wisdom, that super high level, holy of holies. Sheshom birur kol halachos. That's the place where all the cloudiness gets cleared up, where all the halachos become clarified. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says in Chumash, ki pole mimcha dovar lamishpat. If the Jews will ever have an uncertainty about the judgment, they're not going to know which way to judge a certain situation. What does it say? Vekamto v'yoliso el hamokim. You know what you do? Head for the Beis HaMikdash. Go over there. That's where the Sanhedrin HaGdol is. That's where you have the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where all your cloudiness will be resolved. Ki ikr birur kol ha-halochos u'mebechinas Kodesh Kadoshim. Because the main ability of clarifying all the questions in halacha comes from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Sheshom oimdim luchay soeven. That's where the tablets of stone on which the Torah was originally written is to be found. Bechina Sechel HaKoilel Kanal, which represents the Sechel HaKoilel. Nimtza, therefore we see, Shebozeh Meyushev Memela Mashekosha Lechoyra Al Maimar Azal Hanal. With this we could understand automatically a question that we have on this statement of the Gemara about Eliyahu HaNavi. She'ein Eliyahu bo letamei letaher, only to make peace. The Gemara says Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to be coming to declare what's pure and what's impure. He's only going to be coming to make peace. Haloi mevoyer bekama mekoymois bedivrei razal, she'ikr birur ha-halochos ha-mesupokos ata biyodeinu, yelosit al yedei Eliyahu Mashiach. What are you talking about? Any kid who goes to yeshiva, who learns Eila Metzias, you know, who learns the beginning of Baba Kama, knows that the first thing you come across is that whenever there's money that we're not sure who it goes to, what do? Put it away in escrow until Eliyahu HaNavi will come and he's going to resolve who it belongs to. Teiku, right? You have it all over the Gemara, Teiku. Tishbi yitareitz kushis vabayas. So how does the Gemara say Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to be coming to declare right and wrong, pure and impure? He's going to be coming to make peace? The answer is, Achal pianal mevoyer heitev. But based on what we've just learned now, you could understand it very well. Ki ikar hatikun yihye ma she'eliyahu yaseh sholem boilam. The main tikkun is going to be the fact that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to make peace in the world. Va'oz memeila yizbararu kol ha-halochos. And once there's peace, all the unclarity in the Torah will become clarified automatically. That's the chiddush. Just like Rabbeinu Zal asks, and we put him on in one place, he asks, hold on a second, how's Eliyahu HaNavi going to be able to clarify who the money belongs to? Don't we have a rule in Torah that you need two witnesses? That whenever you want to establish anything as fact in Yiddishkeit, you need two witnesses. I don't care if he's Eliyahu HaNavi or Eliyahu HaNavi Rosenberg. You know, he's one person. How does he have the right to clarify? Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that what Eliyahu HaNavi is going to do is he's going to shine a level of truth into people where the person himself will admit what's not his. The person himself will come forward and say, I made a mistake. It really belongs to the other person. And that's part of this incredible shalom that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to bring to the world, that's going to have to come to the world in order for there to be a birur for the Torah, in order for Mashiach to come, in order for all of those things to happen, the fact that there will have to be an achdus in Klal Yisrael of Yehi Momoin Chaver Chachovel HaKeshalach, that a person isn't concerned just for his own money, my money, and I want to work out the court case to make it in my favor, but rather the person will be equally concerned for the other guys, for himself. He's not going to be trying to twist the arms of the judges, or you know, pervert the judgment in order to make it come out right for him. Chas v'shem. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas kol ha'umnin shemrei sachar hein. With this we could understand another law in the Shulchan Aruch about watchmen, where it says that a craftsman has the law of shemrei sachar, meaning that if I give my bicycle, that if a person gives a bicycle or any item to be fixed to a craftsman, while it's in that craftsman's possession, he's responsible to watch it. And if anything goes wrong with it, if it gets stolen or lost, the craftsman has the same liability as a shomer socher, as somebody who's a paid watchman. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki tzrichen lahamin shekol chochmas ha'umnis shekol ha'umnin shevoilom. because a Jew is required to believe that all the wisdoms of the world, all kinds of, you know, all scientific wisdom and method, all the ability to fix things, anything, whether it be fix a house, a kablan who can, or an installator, or a chashmali, an electrician, all these craftsmen who know how to do their particular crafts, all of their knowledge and wisdom has its roots in the Torah. Its foundation is in the Torah. Ki ha-Torah hoiso kli umanusoi shel yotze bereishis. Because we find that one of the nicknames given to the Torah is that the Torah was the craft tool of Hashem in creating the world. The Torah was the tool. It's called klei umanusoi, which Hashem used in creating the world. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says, vo'eheye etzloi omun, I was trustworthy to Hashem, referring to the Torah. And the Medrash says, Al tikri omun ela uman. Don't read it omun, which means trustworthy, but rather uman, meaning I was the tool of Hashem. I was Hashem's craftsman in helping him construct the world. Kemavoyer b'divar azal b'kama mekoymos, as is explained in the Gemara in many places, u'befrat b'medrash rabba parshas bereishis, and especially in the beginning of Medrash Rabbah. Avol Hashem Yisborach Bores Oilom B'Kavono Sheyeh Oilom Daika Mechusar Tikon. But we find that Hashem created the world intentionally incomplete. V'Sheh Odom Daika Yisakan HaKoil, so that man should be given the privilege and the ability to complete everything. K'may Shekosav, as it says, Asher Boro Elokim La'asois. Hashem created things to be made, to be finished. He left us the privilege of finishing it. Dahainu Hashem Yisborach Bores Kol Olam Maloyoi La'asois. Hashem created the entire world to be made. Sheho Odom Yase B'chol Dovor Melochois V'umnes Harbe. That man should do all kinds of work and ishtatlus on different things. Shaydei Zeh Daiko Yieh Kol Tikun Abriya, which will result in making a tikkun for the creation, in completing Hashem's world. U'kamay sham razal b'medrash, as the medrash says, ha'chitim tzrichen litchoim, wheat has to be ground to make flour from it. Ha'turmusin tzrichen tikkun. We know that turmus is a certain kind of a vegetable or something, which there's no way in the world to eat it as is. You have to cook it 7 times to get the bitterness out of it. Question is, what do you mean? Hashem couldn't create it finished? No, Hashem wanted bedafka that we should be given the privilege of finishing the creation. Ukemay sharoim bechush, as just as you'll see with your own eyes, she'ein shum dovar shebora shemizborach shenucha l'shtamish boi letzorchenu b'li sheyase boi ha'odom kama asiyos u'malochos v'tikunim. There's just about nothing that Hashem created which we can use without us first making all kinds of, doing all kinds of things to it, and tikkunim and everything. Kigoin, for instance, hachitim, wheat. Yev shelechol, it's impossible to eat wheat. Kiim ayidei tchina urekida, you have to grind it first and mix it, and sort it, sort out the bran, and then mix it with water, and knead it into dough, and bake it, and all kinds of things. Vafilu, vafia, and baking. Ulechol ze tzrichen kama umanus umalochos bekama tahbulei shonos. And in order to make this happen, you have a whole bunch of different crafts coming into play. Farmers and bakers and all kinds of different craftsmen with their knowledge doing work on it. V'chein b'malbushim, and so too regarding the preparation of clothing. She'yev shalul bo'ish ha'pishton v'atzemer, it's impossible to wear wool right off the sheep. Or flax, take flax and start wearing it. There's all kinds of work and craftsmen that have to play a role in prepping it for you to be able to wear it. The same thing holds true with everything in the world. And every single generation, they come forth with new concepts and new ideas and new machinery to be able to make it easier and faster to produce these things. Shehu mashoisin tachbulos harbe shekoyrin mashinin. This is the things that they're trying to come up with, all kinds of new things like machines to automate the process during Rav Nosson Zal's time. He lived in the beginning of the 1800s. That's when they were first coming out with machines, you know, stuff for sewing and all this kind of stuff. V'chol elu ha'umnus v'hatarbulois ukleim sheyesh bohem chochma gedoyla. And all of these forms of knowledge, all of these crafts, and the different machines that are used for them, sewing machines and computers and this and that, which have great wisdom in them, kulam nimshochim mechochmois ha'toira. All of it originates from the wisdom of the Torah. V'chol chiyusam v'kiyumam hu al yedei emunas chachomim. And the whole ability for these wisdoms to function and to be able to succeed is dependent on our faith in tzaddikim, our faith in rabbis. Ki hachachomim ho'amitim shebechol dor. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to give a very, very important yesoid in emunas chachomim. Because we have a lot of characters running around in the world thinking that there's these two groups of people that have nothing to do with each other. There's the inventors and the scientists and the mathematicians who go to their universities and they learn their knowledge and everything, and they produce all of these wonderful things, computers and atom bombs and hydrogen bombs and all kinds of other things. And then lahavdil, there's these rabbis sitting in these crazy places in Gula and these other places studying their Torah, and the two have no connection. The two couldn't possibly be further apart. Watch what Rav Nosson Zal teaches us here. Ki hachachomim hu amitim shebechol dor vador misyagim v'torchim bechol pam lahashlimes ha-toira. The rabbis and the tzaddikim of every single generation, their job is to complete the Torah, to keep adding on, to write new books, new sforim, and come forth with new ideas of the Torah, which bring a shlemus to the Torah. L'chadesh bo chidushim amitim, to come forth with new concepts, in the, to reveal new ideas, new concepts in the Torah. U'laharbois sforim ein keitz ba'Torah, and to write a lot of books, a lot of Torah books. Shaydeze ikur shlemus ha'Torah. That's what helps to complete the Torah. Kimavoyer ba'Torah hanal, as is explained in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this is based on, chapter 61 in Likutei Moran. Shezehu bechinas v'ozan v'chiker v'tikein misholem harbe. There's a pasuk that says about one of the tzaddikim that he listened and he thought deeply and he prepared all kinds of parables. And the Gemara says on this word v'ozan she'oso oznayim la'Torah. This means that he made ears for the Torah. He attached ears to the Torah. Kamo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara explains, shekoshar chevel bechevel venima benima, he attached one thread to another thread and a hair to a hair, and he wove together a whole beautiful rope, and from that made something else, etc., etc. V'chein hevi b'shem medrash oid kama misholem lazeh, and the medrash brings other parables to compare this to, she'yefsher lohovin me'hatoyroh kiyim al yidei hachachomim hu'amitim hadorshim esatoyroh. It's impossible for us to have a true understanding in the Torah unless we get it via the true chachamim, the true tzaddikim, who expound on the Torah and clarify it to us. Umechatshim bo chidushim amitim, and they come forth. They constantly bring forth new chidushim in the Torah. Umarbim sforim kedoshim haTorah, and they're constantly writing new sforim to complement the Torah. V'ho'ikar. Now, okay, so for this we have this comes in 600 different flavors. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, chocolate chip. You got rabbis writing these kind of sforim and those kind of halacha sforim, kabbalah sforim, science sforim, cartoon sforim. There's all kinds of different sforim. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'ho'ikor, the most important work in this field is heim hachachomim, hatzadikim, hagdoshim, sheyoidim kol darkei ha'Torah b'sharosha. The ones who played a leading role in this completion of the Torah is those great tzaddikim who know the paths of the Torah in its origin. They know the foundations of the Torah. Ad shemoitzim umegalim etzois amukois udrochem yeshorim umishpatei emes, to the point where they are able to use the Torah to produce for us clear advice, deep advice, and a clear path to be able to understand the honest way that the Torah wants a Jew to conduct himself in. באופן שיוכל כל אחד מכל מקום שהוא להחיות את נפשוי היפה שנשרח כמו שנשרח, where these rabbis make it possible for every single Jew, no matter what level he's on, to be able to nourish his worn out soul, which has become distanced from Hashem the way it's become distanced, lahanatoisoy letchia, to turn that person towards rejuvenation and revival, coming back, making a comeback, laoiroi, to inspire him, ulechazkoi, and to strengthen him, ulesadoi, and to support him, velimtsoiloi pesach tikvatomid, and to always be able to give the Jew an opening of hope, to be able to show him that there's still hope for him. Shegam hu yoshu v'yiskarav l'Hashem yisborach. That he can also return to Hashem and come close to Hashem. Shezeh ho'ikar. This is the most important job of the Torah. And this is the most important job of rabbis, of tzaddikim, in building the Torah and in complementing the Torah, to produce books that do this. To produce books that can take a Jew, no matter how tired he is and exhausted and far from Hashem, and prove to him and show to him how Hashem is waiting for him to come back and how it's possible for him to come back. Shezeh ho'ikar. This is the most important thing in Yiddishkeit. Ki loy ha-medrash ho'ikar, ela ha-maisa. The most important thing in religion is not just learning for the sake of learning, but it's action. It's a learning that brings results, that makes the person more religious. It makes him daven better. It makes him do the mitzvahs and everything. If a person learns Masechet Psochim and Shulchan Aruch Psochim and all the Kabbalah Psochim, and he eats chametz on Pesach, then what's his learning? What did the learning do? The whole goal and objective of the learning is the fulfillment, the action that comes from the learning. Nimtza, therefore, we conclude, Shehatzadikim hachachomim huamitim, the true tzadikim and the true wise men, oisim kamo umnios umalachtois neurois batoira, they devise all kinds of crafts and all kinds of production methods in the Torah, umishom nimshach hakoyach vahachius lechol bali umnos umalachtois begashmius. And that's the source from which all physical craftsmen who design airplanes and washing machines and that's where they get their wisdom and knowledge from. Shekol chochmos ha'umnus, v'tachpulei shelohem, all of this scientific knowledge and physics and chemistry and all of these things from which they produce physical items, hakol nimshach me'umonus hachachomim ha'amitim, it all comes from the design and technology and craftsmanship of the great tzaddikim, shenechatshin b'Torah, who are bringing forth new concepts and new revelations and new ideas in the Torah. Ukamei shekosuv b'tikunim, as is written in the Tikkunei Zohar, le'inyan balei apoiskim, regarding those rabbis who are able to produce halachos, who are able to teach us the Hebrew law, dekopaskin mino kama halachos, They draw from the Torah many, many laws. Ki ha-Torah shenosan lonu min ha-shamayim ein lo shleimus kiim al yidei ha-chachomim ho-amitim shemashlimim ho-isot al yidei sifrei ha-magdoshim kanal. Because the Torah, which Hashem has given us from heaven, is also incomplete. And it only is completed by the Torah Shebal Peh, by the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and all of these forum that are given to us by the rabbis. The Alkain, therefore, Kol Habriya Shebor Hashem Yisborach Al Yidei HaTorah Shenosa Mishamayim, therefore, the entire creation which Hashem created, and He created it using the Torah in heaven, we said that the Torah was His tool, Hu Gabkein Mechusar Tikkun Kanal. Now we can understand why the creation is incomplete. Why is it that the wheat, you know, that bread doesn't grow on trees, and clothing, sweaters don't grow on trees? Why? Because the tool that was used to create the Torah was, to create the world was incomplete. If the tool was incomplete, then the result is also incomplete. Who completes the tool? The tzaddikim, those rabbis who are involved in producing new sforim, who are completing the Torah. They are the ones who affect the completion of the physical world also. The fact that new inventions are introduced into the world, and new machines and new everything, it's coming as a result of the tzaddikim that are being mashlim the Torah. It's a result, an indirect result of that. V'hachachomim ha'kdoishim al-idei ha'chidushim amitim shalem, the holy rabbis, through their true revelations in Torah, shaydeze mashlimim es ha'Torah kanal, which brings a completion to the Torah, mishom nimshach koyach l'chol bali umonus ha'malochos, that's what gives the ability to the scientists and the physicians and the inventors and all of these guys, sheyisaknu es kol protei abriya bekama umnus v'tapulis kanal, that they should be able to bring a completion to the creation, to devise new methods of irrigation and all kinds of things to make the world work better, you know, to make the physical world work better. It's all coming from there. Its sources, the tzaddikim that complete the Torah, a result of that is that regular people are able to complete the physical world as a result of their completing the Torah. Kizeh, so these aren't the parasites, these aren't the rejects of society, the guys that don't want to work, but they want to learn. On the contrary, the guys that are working, the only way that their work can have any success in helping the world is only to the extent that those rabbi guys, those guys that are learning, are succeeding in Torah. To the extent that they're succeeding in moving forward in Torah, to that extent the world moves forward on a physical level. Ki ze yodua, because this is a known fact, shekol hachius sheboilam bechlal ubeprat hakol nimshach rak mi'atorah, that the entire energy of the world, the entire life force of the entire world, on a general level and on a detail level, comes only from the Torah. K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Bereishis bara elokim es hashamayim v'haaretz. With Reishis, Hashem created heaven and earth. Bereishis do oiraisa. The Gemara says Reishis is the Torah. There's a pasuk Hashem konani k'moy sham razal, as the Gemara proves it from a pasuk Hashem konani Reishis darkoi. There's a pasuk that gives the Torah a nickname Reishis. So it's Bereishis bara elokim es hashamayim v'haaretz. With the Torah, Hashem created heaven and earth. Uklolius habriya kemoi shenivra chiyus. Uklolius habriya, the entire world, kemoi shenivra chiyus ameatoira, kemoi shenivra ameashamayim, just as its original energy was, the way it was given from heaven, came from the Torah, the tikun habriya, shemesaknenois laide kama malochois tapule shenois, the ability to fix up the world and improve the world on a physical level using all kinds of scientific and different types of knowledge, nimshach mehachachomim huamitim, that ability comes from the true rabbis, shelohem nitno ha-Torah ledor sholachadish bo, to whom was given the right and the authority and the privilege to explain the Torah and to complement the Torah. That's the main concept of improving the Torah and bringing it to a state of completion. Because without the rabbis, we wouldn't know anything from the Torah. Would we know what tefillin is supposed to look like from the Chumash? The Chumash writes one sentence about tefillin. We would know the hundreds of details that goes into it. Umishom, and it's only from there, from the true wisdom of the rabbis, where they perform all kinds of important acts of work and crafts within the Torah. They design all kinds of fantastic tools from the Torah. Mishom mekablim koicham kol bali umnius begashmius lesakin kol dover begashmius. That's where all the physical craftsmen draw their knowledge to be able to produce with their physical crafts. Whether it be a musician who's producing new forms of music and new kinds of things. Again, it's new, things that weren't in the past. Synthesizers and all kinds of new things to improve and raise the level of different things in the physical world. All of that is coming relative to the advancement in the Torah world. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas meleches ha-mishkon." This is the concept of the work that was done in the Mishkan. Ki kol ha-malochos sheba'olam klulim b'lamites malochos. All the different types of work that go on in this world are all based on the 39 acts of work which ran the whole Mishkan, which were what kept the Mishkan going. V'lametes melachos mi Mishkan gamrinan. We know that these 39 acts of work are learned from the Mishkan, based on the work, different work that was done in the Mishkan. Ki meleches haMishkan hu tikun v'kiyum v'chius shel kol hamalachos v'omniyos shebo'olam. Because the work and craftsmanship of the Mishkan was actually the source of energy and life for all types of work that takes place in the world. Ki ikar kol meleches haMishkan hoyo l'sakein pegam hu emuna. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, because the main reason why Hashem gave the Jews a Mishkan, and the main reason for all the functions that took place in the Mishkan, was to correct the problem in faith that the Jews had at that time. Shepogmu Yisrael, which the Jews were defective in, when they worshipped the golden calf, if you remember. It was after the incident with the golden calf, that's when Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu instructions to build a Mishkan. The Mishkan was supposed to be a tikkun for the idol worship. What kind of faith are we talking about? What kind of defect in faith? Defect in faith in the rabbis. The fact that the Jews didn't have faith in Moshe Rabbeinu. And they said, this guy Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know what happened to him. Because the Satan showed them a vision in heaven as if Moshe Rabbeinu was lying on his deathbed. Moshe Rabbeinu had promised them that he'll be back down in 40 days, and they started lacking in faith in what Moshe Rabbeinu had told them. Vaydezeh kafru gam b'Hashem. Once they had lack of faith in Moshe Rabbeinu, it resulted in a lack of faith in Hashem. Va'osu avodah zorah, where they actually made an idol. V'hatikun hoyo al yedei mishkan. The tikkun for the idol worship, for the lack of faith, was the building of the Mishkan. Ki'aydeh shekol echod hevi nidvas liboy. Because by each and every single Jew contributing what he was able to contribute, this one gave gold, this one gave silver, this one copper, which each Jew had, each Jew gave what they had, that was able to affect a tikkun for the emuna on a general level. Because once each and every Jew is willing to contribute what he has to the Mishkan, which means for Hashem, nimtzo shemamin bo yisborach, that shows that he believes in Hashem, shebora hakoil, in the fact that Hashem created this whole world, v'hu tzivo livnois haMishkan, and Hashem is the one who instructed us to build a Mishkan. Because again, if you take any normal person, what kind of normal person would want to donate money to a shul or yeshiva? You got to be nuts. What are they producing in a shul and yeshiva? Hot air. That's what they're producing. Donate it to a factory. Donate to a lab, a laboratory, where they're producing new machinery and stuff to improve the world. If a person thinks that the world wasn't created by Hashem, and that the world isn't built by Hashem in the Torah, then you're right, then it makes all the sense in the world. Then the Torah and Hashem aren't producing nothing. Rather, invest your money in stuff that's producing. You're helping humanity, mankind, the animal hospitals, and all the other important causes that people donate their millions and billions of dollars to. But to donate money to a Mishkan? What for? What do they do? What are they accomplishing there? But Rav Nosson Zal says the fact that the Jews went ahead and did give money to the Mishkan, and each person gave whatever they had, show that they believed in Hashem, and they believed that Hashem is the one who made the whole world. And it's through all the different craftsmen and workers and engineers and everything that were working in building the Mishkan, that's how the Jews show their repentance for their lack of faith in Moshe Rabbeinu, for their lack of faith in rabbis. Ki chozru lahamin shekol ha'umniyos v'amalochoy sheboilom kulam shalosh.